We continue with Mishnah Berurah Amud Yomi Hilchos Dvarim Hanuhagim Besuda. We begin Siman Kavayin Zayin. Dvarim Habayim Besoch Hasuda Vachar Suda Madinam Sif Aleph. Dvarim Habayim Besoch Hasuda. Those things which are eaten in the middle of the meal. Imheim Dvarim Habayim Machmas Hasuda. Dahainu Dvarim Shederech Likbo Hasuda Aleim Lelapes Bemes Hapas. If there is something which normally comes as part of the meal, something which comes along with the bread, Kogon Basar V'Dagim U'Beitzim V'Yirakos U'Gvina V'Daiso Mine Meluchim, such as meat, fish, eggs, vegetables, cheese, those things which are normally meal-type foods that come to support the bread in the meal. Afilo ochlam below pas, even if you are currently eating them without bread, ein tuunim bracha lifneim debirkas hamotzi potartan. You don't need to make a bracha in the middle of the meal on those foods because the hamotzi covers that food. Velo lacharem debirkas hamazon potartan, and you don't need to make a bracha afterwards either, because benching covers it. The Mishnah Berurah says this is true for any tavshil, any cooked food which is eaten as part of the meal, you don't need to make a bracha on, because the bread is the ikar suda, and everything else goes along with the bread. The Mishnah Berurah discusses an interesting case. What if you don't really want to eat bread right now? You are only eating the bread in order to get you out of having to make a bracha on any of these foods, or using to get out of a suffik bracha because you're not sure what bracha to make on this food. So then the Mishnah Berurah quotes the Achronim, who are unsure whether you can use that to pater, because you can't say that the other foods are tufel, are secondary to the bread, if you don't really want to eat the bread right now anyway. And for sure, says Mishnah Berurah, if you eat less than a kazayas of bread, then it should not cover it. Or maybe, since the way of the world, says the Mishnah Berurah, is to be koveya suda on pas, then the bracha of hamotzi on bread covers all foods no matter what, even if your intention is not really to eat the bread for the sake of eating the bread. So therefore, the Mishnah Berurah quotes the Achronim, who say that in this case it is best to make a bracha on other foods and not eat the bread in that situation, unless it's Shabbos and Yontif, where you have to eat the bread because it's a mitzvah, then the fact that it's a mitzvah is strong enough to cover the rest of the foods. This is only if you really don't want to eat this bread. The only reason you're eating the bread is to cover the rest of the foods. Really, you don't want to eat the bread at all. But the post can point out that in most situations, you really do want to have the bread. You do enjoy the eating of the bread. It's just you wouldn't have the bread if not for this reason, for a variety of reasons. You'd rather avoid eating the bread. But here, where you have the opportunity to eat bread, so you're going to eat it and you'll enjoy eating the bread. If you're really someone who hates eating bread and you're only doing it to cover the other food, so then maybe you would fall into this suffix. But in most situations, even if someone is eating bread, then they're doing it because they are enjoying the bread also. You should just try and make sure to eat at least a kazayas of the bread, because if it's less than a kazayas, then Imre Moshe Feinstein says that it would be hard to say that it would cover the rest of the foods in that situation. Another interesting scenario would be if someone is eating soup and they're putting the croutons, bread croutons in the soup, so the Rav Vosner says that the soup is not considered to be tufel to the croutons. So even if you're going to wash on the croutons, because they actually require a hamotzi, you would need to make a bracha on the soup as well. The bracha on the croutons would not cover the bracha on the soup. The Mechaber continues with the second type of food. However, imheim dvarim habayim shelo machmas asuda, if it's something which doesn't usually come as part of a suda, dahainu she'ein derech likbo asuda aleim labes mes hapas, kagon te'inim va'anavim v'chol minei peros, like certain types of fruits which don't normally come as part of a meal, im ochel osam below pas tunim bracha lefneim, if you're eating it without the bread at that moment, you're not eating it together with the bread, you ate the bread already, then you need to make a bracha on these fruits, debirkas hamotzi einu portartan de la meikar sudahim, because it's, since it's not part of the suda, the hamotzi doesn't cover it. However, it does not require you to make a bracha achrona on the fruits, because benching does cover it. As the Mishnah Berurah says, regarding benching, then it is tufel to the rest of the suda, because since you are going to make a bracha on anything, on the birkas hamazon goes back on everything that you ate, this is included in it also. So if you're eating fruit in the middle of the meal that is not normally come as part of the suda, you would need to make a bracha rishon on it, but you would not need to make a bracha achrona on it. Benching would cover it. And this, says Mishnah Berurah, is true for anything that comes as a sweet tooth type thing, something which comes as a dessert, something of that nature. We'll see that cake might be different, but in general, something that comes as a dessert, like fruit, or an appetizer, fruit, where it's not really to fill you up, rather it's just for kinuach purposes, so like candy or something like that, so that requires a bracha in the middle of the meal. So if you're going to have candy in the middle of the meal, you would need to make a bracha on that candy. Unless when you sit down to eat the suda, you have in mind that you're going to cover the candy, you're going to cover anything else like that. That is an option, to have in mind when sitting down and making the hamotzi that you want to cover these foods that I know I'm going to eat. But if you don't do that, and it's something which normally doesn't come as part of a meal, then you would need to make a new bracha on the foods in the middle of the meal. This comes up by ice cream also. Since it normally comes l'kinuach, it's not actually to fill up. Rav Vosner says that you need to make a bracha on ice cream in the middle of the meal. Another important point, the Shlah says that it goes based on what the average person feels, whether it's l'kinuach or not. Is this list for a meal food, or is this just for kinuach purposes? We don't go based on each individual, what he decides what the purpose is. We go based on what the Rov Olam feels. This comes up regarding having fruit as an appetizer. If you have melon as an appetizer or a fruit cup as an appetizer, so many poskim say that this falls into this category of dvarim shelo machmas asuda, and you would need to make a bracha on it. So therefore, some poskim say the best thing to do is to eat a piece of bread with a piece of the fruit, the first piece of fruit that you eat, and eat a piece of bread with the last piece of fruit that you eat, and that then makes it as part of the suda, while others say that you literally need to eat a piece of bread with each piece of fruit that you take. Each bite of melon that you take has to have a piece of bread with it, and I've witnessed those who actually act accordingly. The other option is to follow the poskim who say to actually make a bracha on this appetizer of the fruit, but many people try to avoid that because it is a suffix whether to make a bracha on it, so therefore it's best to have a piece of bread with the fruit to get out of this issue. Cooked fruit is a shaila brought in the Mishnah Berurah, whether you would need to make a bracha on it or not, and therefore he says it's best to make a bracha on a regular fruit in order to get out of that suffix. There's different testimonies about what the Chafetz Chaim did regarding the eating of a fruit cup and something of that nature. So therefore, once you try and get out of the suffix in that situation as well. And we'll come back to cakes. Might be different than candy and stuff like that, but anything else besides cake, candy would require a bracha, make a shahako when you're having that for dessert, etc.